Now imagine living a life in darkness. Imagine not being able to go to a shopping mall or to attend a concert or to navigate a busy intersection without someone else having to go along with you to help you. And now imagine the sense of glorious independence that must be gained when a trained guide dog comes into your life to act as your eyes on the ground. It was about a year ago or more that we chatted to the Guide Dog Association on this show, talking about the importance of service dogs and about the life-changing role that they can play in their owners' lives. And sadly, during that conversation, we took a number of calls from guide dog owners who had faced exclusion and discrimination in public spaces because they were not allowed entry with their dogs. And we heard during that segment how Paralympic swimmer Henry Herbst was refusing to take such exclusion lying down and had launched a court case against a Durbanville restaurant which had refused him access with his guide dog. Well, we have heard via News 24 that Henry has won his case, and today we're going to first touch base with him for some personal feedback and then chat to League of Friends of the Blind for some commentary on the broader significance of this court ruling. First though, it's my pleasure to welcome Paralympic bronze medalist from the London Games of 2012, Henry Herbst. Lovely to have you on the show, Henry. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's our great pleasure. Won't you just remind us of the circumstances which led you to court in the first place?
Yeah, so basically it was supposed to be a fun family day that turned quite sour quite very quickly. So it was me and my future parents-in-law with my girlfriend at that stage that they were visiting for Christmas, so it was end of 2014. It just shows you how slowly the wheel of justice turns. But so the thought or the idea of the day was to go and show them around and do a bit of wine tasting and explore the area before they head back to Joburg. And unfortunately, when we arrived at Durbanville Hills, we stopped and pretty much the hostess met us at the door. And we asked to be seated inside because it was quite warm outside, and our elderly grandma was also accompanying us. And then she said, well, unfortunately, that's not or won't be possible. Our policy is that no dogs are allowed inside. And I tried to explain to her that it's a guide dog. And then she responded by saying, oh, I can see it's a guide dog, but our policy is no dogs are allowed. So I tried to get her to call the manager, but unfortunately, she refused to do that as well. And then, a long story short, she said, well, we can be seated outside. And the only reason why I pretty much accepted it at that stage was to not to cause a big scene and embarrass everyone around me.
Okay, now, Henry, so you went ahead and had your lunch, but obviously it left a very bad taste in your mouth. As a matter of interest, was it the first time you'd ever encountered this kind of problem? Was it something that's happened to you before?
No, unfortunately, it's something that happens on a frequent basis. But I also must say, like, this was one of the most adamant cases. Like, usually if you explain to them and ask to call the manager, you can resolve it without too much issue or too much inconvenience to any or any of the parties involved. But this was like the level of audacity was just something that definitely prompted me to pursue some form of action further.
Okay, now you decided to take it to the Equality Court. Henry, what, as you said, it was a long and slow process, and we know that access to the courts comes at a high cost. Now, what was the eventual outcome of your case?
Eventually, it was very successful, and we are very pleased with the outcome. So, firstly, Durbanville Hills admitted that they unfairly discriminated, and that was one of the first key breakthroughs, because throughout the whole four-year process, they kept on denying any form of discrimination and specifically any form of unfair discrimination. So that was the one big thing. And secondly, the court also found they awarded the compensation to both me and the Guide Dogs Association. And besides that, the level of awareness raising throughout the whole process with the media cover and the education or education with the public. Those are pretty much three main outcomes of which we're all very happy of.
Okay, now I know you yourself are a legal student. I think it's your third degree under your belt not so long ago, if I'm not mistaken. Congratulations on that achievement. Was it important to you as a student of the law to set the legal precedent as you've done here?
Yes, it definitely was. That was pretty much at the end of my first year of legal studies, so I was just getting or just got a bit of an introduction and exposure to it. And that's also why I've got that, or I had some idea of the legal avenues available. But even that said, knowing in theory what your legal options are and your rights are, to get it in practice to enforce it is a completely different story. But yeah, like I say, it definitely did help.
Okay, the final question, Henry, is really what you hope others will learn from your experience and from this case. What message do you hope that this finding in court sends out to not just restaurants but other public facilities that should be better clued up as to what the law says around service dogs?
Well, it's actually quite simple. Like, all guide dog users want, and that counts for any person with disability, is just to be treated equally. No one's asking for any special treatment or anything in that regard. So you just want to have equal access. And I think it should serve as a warning for institutions or places of public access that such form of discrimination won't be tolerated 25 years in or after democracy.
Henry Hopes, congratulations on seeing the case to a successful conclusion. Congratulations on the awarding of your third degree, and good luck to you for your continued legal studies going forward. And thanks so much for chatting to us today. So Henry, of course, the bronze medalist at the Paralympics in London 2012 in the swimming pool, having successfully fought his case of unfair discrimination and reached a settlement in the Equality Court.